Welcome to the SaaS Sales Mastery Podcast, your go-to podcast for B2B software as a service sales. I'm your host, Liam Alcantara. Join me as we dive into the art and science of SaaS sales. So, if you don't want to miss the chance to transform your life, career, or business, tune in and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. This is episode number 7. And today we will talk about sales tech stack. The top tools you should be using and how to get 80% of the results from only 20% of the tools out there. Now, let's face it, not having the proper sales tech in 2024 is like going to war without a shield, right? It's like bringing a nail clipper to a sword fight. It's like racing a Ferrari on your middle school bike with the training wheels still on, by the way. At this point is an absolute need, especially if you want to be competitive in the market as a seller or as a sales leader. Your team needs it, or as a business, your overall team needs it as a whole. However, let's face it, there are so many tools out there that it can become and is continuously becoming more and more complicated to choose the right tools. It seems like there's a tool for everything. Next thing you know, you have a very complex tech stack, also known as a Frankenstack, right? And adoption is low. Or maybe you're an individual seller and you have a bunch of tools available to you, or you're considering a bunch of tools, but you're probably not using all of them. This can make your workflows way more complicated than it needs to be, and it can actually harm your efficiency if you have too many tools. The solution is to apply the 80-20 rule, to focus on the 20% of tools, tech sales tools, that are going to give us the 80% of the results when it comes to generating leads, building relationships with our current installs or current clients, as well as closing deals. Simplicity is key. Simplicity is beautiful. Simplicity is sophistication. It's the ultimate sophistication, right? And when it comes to the tech stack, keeping it lean and mean is the way to go. At the end of the day, these tools are here to support us, not overwhelm us. Now, if you personally use a very complex tech stack and is working for you, continue to do so. However, if you're looking to use more sales tools effectively, we got you covered. We will go over the top 6 most important tech sales tools that you need to crush your targets and be incredibly effective. Number 1, and this is no surprise, CRM. A CRM is a customer relationship management system that helps manage a company's interactions with current and potential customers by organizing and analyzing data. Now, why is this important? This is important. This is actually a crucial part of your tech stack. I would say the most important thing, because tracking customer interactions, managing the sales process, and forecasting in sales is incredibly important, especially when it comes to operational efficiency. It helps sales teams understand their customers better, manage leads, and maintain the proper relationships with prospect and current customers. Some examples of the CRMs, some of the best CRMs out there, is number 1, Salesforce, HubSpot, and also Soho is a common CRM used. Now, when I think of CRM and when you should think about CRM, you should really see it as your center of operations, right? This is the heart of the system, right? Without this, wow, it can be pretty difficult to handle multiple sales opportunities, p- pipelines, clients, it becomes a nightmare if you don't have this tool. And like I mentioned earlier, it's really your center of operations. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where maybe your room is messy or your house is messy, and all of a sudden you feel like your mind is messy, your whole life is messy. Let me tell you, in your sales life, your CRM is that room, it's that home. And when your CRM is a mess, your entire sales life is a mess. So a CRM is only as good as the data in it. So making sure that data is pristine, it is organized, and it is also well kept is key for being successful in sales and having a successful CRM as a platform. It can be an incredibly powerful tool if you maintain it and implement it well, and it can be your single source of truth for all your sales operations. So number one definitely goes to the CRM. And that brings us to tool number two, LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Now, LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a social selling platform, obviously by LinkedIn, that provides various features to help sales professionals target the right buyers, understand key insights, and engage with personalized outreach. This is incredibly important for sales because number one is key for prospecting and networking, as it taps into LinkedIn's extensive network for lead generation and overall sales strategies, having the proper intel in order to go in with a great point of view. Obviously, this is incredibly important too when it comes to connecting with prospects and companies, but also to learn more about them. As if someone is active on LinkedIn, you can see a little bit more about their current positions, maybe their history in that company, perhaps some of their primary objectives and goals. Some people might even speak about their challenges on LinkedIn. You're also able to view the key players in certain businesses within the decision maker category or within the employee category. You're able to see who's part of the C-suite and what are their responsibilities. So when you reach out, you have a better understanding of the priorities of that person, of that company. So that allows you to personalize your outreach better, and it allows you to bring more value into every single conversation. LinkedIn is obviously also an amazing platform to just chat with people. Obviously, we also use email and phone as an outreach method, but LinkedIn is definitely that third channel when it comes to connecting with prospects and customers as well. Sales tech tool number three, sales intelligence. Sales intelligence tools are software solutions designed to help sales teams gather, analyze, and apply data about potential customers, market trends, and sometimes even industry news. This is incredibly important because, yes, maybe we have a list of incredible prospects in our database, in our CRM. Yes, maybe we're able to learn a little bit more about them on LinkedIn Sales Navigator. But now we need to have the ability to outreach to these individuals and organizations throughout the appropriate channels, number one, but also throughout using the proper contact information. So we're not wasting our efforts and maybe old emails or contact phone numbers that no longer work. Having the ability to have sales intelligence under our tool belt is incredibly important for once we're creating those highly personalized messages and we're coming in with a strong point of view, we have to deliver it to the right target. Many times our efforts are lost to reaching out to emails that are no longer working, phones that have not been working since the 90s, and that can be a huge bottleneck for actually connecting with our prospects and customers. So sales intelligence tools are a must. Some common examples of sales intelligence tools are ones like Lucia or ZoomInfo or even Seamless.ai is a common sales intelligence tool. Again, in this podcast, we're not sponsored by any of these tools whatsoever, but these are some common examples in the market right now. Top sales tech tool number four are engagement, or they're also called sequencers. These tools automate the process of contacting those potential clients, which we were just able to gather from our sales intelligence tools, by sending a series of timed email messages or touches. It could be whether it's email, calls, a LinkedIn outreach, whatever channel you are using. Sequencers allow us to organize the structure of our outreach so that we can optimize as well as track how we are organizing our outreach efforts. They also do an incredible, important thing, which is often overlooked, and that is this. In every system, there are four key steps in order for a system to be effective. Number one, there's input. Number two, there's process. Number three, there's output. But number four, there is feedback. Many times when we don't have a sequencer or an engagement tool, we don't really know the effectiveness of our outreach efforts. Many engagement and sequencer tools are able to give you feedback and give you the data and analytics necessary for you to know what's actually happening. How effective is your outreach? What is your connection rates on the phone? What are your email response rates? What are your connection rates on LinkedIn? All of this is valuable feedback that allows us to make our input better once we've gotten the feedback from our outreach. And the obvious part about sequencers and engagement tools is that to set a meeting or to get in contact with a valuable prospect or a customer, it typically takes a couple of times. It takes a couple of tries. The good old days of reaching out to somebody two or three times and them responding, and at this point, they're long gone. Hopefully, we can change that as we make our sales practices more sustainable heading into the future. But as for now, it takes 10, 15 touches. Sometimes some would say 20. So having the appropriate tools that will help us at least automate some of those touches is an incredible time saver and a powerful way to scale our efforts. Now, out of all of the tools, I would have to say that this one, sequencers and engagement tools, is a bit of a double-edged sword. Number one, because obviously they're incredibly powerful, but if they're not used responsibly, they can be incredibly harmful to your brand and to the ecosystem of business as a whole, because then people use it to just spray and pray and they just automate everything. And next thing you know, you're getting automated emails. Your name is wrong. The industry they're talking to you about has nothing to do with you. And then we just become a sea of spam. So I would encourage you that whenever you're using engagement and sequencer tools, whether you're an individual or whether you're an organization, to be incredibly careful in how these are used. These can ruin your domain and can make your brand not as reputable if your brand and your domain starts being perceived as spammy. So we want to be very careful in how we utilize these. This is like fire. You can use it to cook, to warm your house. It can be incredibly powerful, or you can burn your house down with this. So use it with caution, use it responsibly, and make sure that your outreach is personalized and that it has value and that is relevant and specific. And that brings us to number five. Now that we've done the due diligence, we have a clean CRM. We were able to research our contacts from the CRM on LinkedIn Sales Navigator to get a better perspective, a better point of view. We have the sales intelligence tools in order to gather the right contact information. We've loaded that information into our sales sequencers to automate and increase the efficiency of our outreach. And this all brings us to the whole objective, the whole point of this entire process, which is to set a meeting, to get FaceTime, to connect. In order to do this, we need a tool that allows us to connect, that allows us to schedule and book that meeting. And number five is our scheduling tools. Scheduling tools allow us to do exactly this. Scheduling tools allow sales reps to easily book meetings without the back and forth that the nightmare of email can sometimes cause. They're very important because they help us streamline the meeting setup process, reduce friction, shorten sales cycles, and improve the lead conversion rate for SaaS sales teams. Some examples of this are Calendly, Salesforce Inbox, or even Doodle. And I know this seems like such a simple tool, but let me tell you something. There's nothing more annoying than going back and forth on email, trying to decide, does this day work for you? No. Does this week work for you? No, actually, can we do Wednesday? You know, Wednesday actually doesn't work for me. Okay, well, how about Thursday? Okay, maybe Thursday. What do you got? Okay, I got Thursday, 3:30 open. Is that open for you? Oh, actually, 3:30 doesn't work for me. It becomes a nightmare. Make your life simple. Make your life easy and get a scheduling tool available. And last but not least, collaboration tools. Collaboration tools are tools that help teams, sales teams, but any team as a whole, work together, share information, manage projects, regardless of their location. And we know how important that is, especially now where the modern SaaS sales environment, for the most part, is remote. I have worked remotely for a long time now, ever since you know what happened. And things were going remotely anyway, but the recent worldwide events have definitely sped that up by a long shot. And the reason why this tool is so powerful is because one of the reasons humans are so dominant as a species on the planet is because of their ability to communicate with each other, to synergize, to collaborate, to organize their efforts. So the result of the effort is greater than the sum of its parts. That's the power of synergy. And one of the highly effective habits of Stephen Covey, right? So we want to be able to leverage this superpower that we have as a species, and collaboration tools allow us to do just that. This is especially important in a team selling environment where different members of the sales team can connect and interact to get the deal done and to achieve the common goal of solving our customers' problems. Some honorable mentions, of course, Slack, Microsoft Teams, and even Asana. Each of these tools play a vital role in streamlining the sales process, ensuring efficiency, and ultimately driving sales success in the competitive landscape of SaaS sales. So, give it a try. Which of these tools is your favorite if you're using any? Which one is your favorite? Which one is your least favorite? Which one did I miss? Again, this was not an exhaustive list, just a quick top six. I was going to go with a top five, but collaboration tools are so important that I wanted to include it in here. It's something I'm definitely using a lot now. And the more I use it, the more essential it starts to feel for me and my team as well. So I hope that was able to bring some value to you and help you get a step closer to SaaS sales mastery. If that was able to help you, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform and stay tuned for the next episode. Take care.